Grand and Bates.
It's 8:35 in the morning as Metro's number 70 Grand bus rumbles to a halt. Yolanda Malone steps up the stairs, pays her fare, and finds a seat near the front. Malone is lucky. Before too long, the bus is full. Riders are smushed together or stand in the aisles.
I work on houses, so, you know, after 8 hours of hard labor, I want to be able to pay for my seat and have one. You know, I don't want to have to stand, and I don't want to have to wait on the next bus.
She's not the only one that feels that way. Tiffany Bailey got on the bus near South St. Louis.
When I'm getting off work, it's always crowded. When I'm going to work, it's always crowded.
Bailey and Malone are among the roughly 9,000 people that board the Grand bus every weekday. The route is by far the busiest in Metro's system. According to Metro, the line has been the most crowded for years, which prompts an obvious question. Why doesn't Metro add more buses to the Grand Line?
You have to understand them. So we're committed. Our fleet is basically committed. We have no spares.
That's Ray Frame, Metro's chief operating officer. He's well aware that the Grand Avenue bus is crowded, but shifting buses from other lines could inconvenience other people. And buying more buses isn't an easy option.
There's no bus store. You don't go buy a bus at a lot somewhere. I mean, you place an order, you get it 2 years later.
But not everybody has a crowded bus ride. Miranda Rechtenwald uses the Gold Line bus to avoid parking in often bustling Clayton. She rarely has trouble finding a seat.
Usually there's about two of us on the bus. Sometimes I'm the only one. It's empty when it picks me up, and I take it over like to Y Down or over to Skinker.
Wait a second. An empty bus? Well, it turns out St. Louis isn't the only place where some buses are packed and others are basically empty. Ray Mundy of the University of Missouri St. Louis Center for Transportation Studies says it's not unusual for cities to have both crowded buses and almost empty lines.
Even though buses are running very, very lightly used or no people at all, they're still going to say they have hourly or half-hour service into a politically geographic region that's paying taxes.
And people in the city of St. Louis, St. Louis County, and St. Clair County in Illinois are all paying taxes for Metro's bus service. As a result, some of Metro's routes are absolutely packed. Others aren't, but people expect to have public transit available if they're shelling out taxes to support the bus. So how does Metro deal with this balancing act? Frame puts it this way.
There's a lot of science, I guess that's the best way to put it, that goes into, you know, developing and orchestrating a complete regional system like what we are. It's very challenging.
Back on the Grand bus, it's still crowded. But some riders, like Angela Brown, look on the bright side.
The line is real cool because it's closer to my where I stay at and to where I have to go, to the Metrolink. And I get on the train from there. So I like this line.
Still, Brown might enjoy her ride even more once longer buses arrive. They're expected to be phased in throughout the year. Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio and The Beacon.